Tuesday on CNN Student News, we start with a riddle. What group has less than 200 members but represents more than 6 billion people? It was founded in 1945. Its headquarters is in New York City. We're talking about the United Nations, and this week is a big one for the international organization. Representatives from most of the UN's member countries are coming to New York for the annual session of the General Assembly. It'll be a week of speeches, debate, and diplomacy. But before we get too far into some of the subjects that might be discussed, here are some fast facts in the General Assembly itself.
Just the facts. The General Assembly is one of the main bodies of the United Nations. All of the UN's 193 members are represented in the General Assembly. It's the organization's main policy-making group, but the General Assembly's decisions are not legally binding. The Assembly's regular annual session begins on the third Tuesday in September.
The civil war in Syria is likely to come up in speeches to the General Assembly. That country gave an initial list of its chemical weapons last week. It's part of a deal proposed by the U.S. and Russia. There's also speculation about whether American and Iranian leaders might meet this week. Those two nations have a tense history. In 1979, Iranian revolutionaries stormed the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. That's the capital of Iran. They held 52 Americans hostage for 444 days. In 1984, the U.S. government declared that Iran was a state sponsor of terrorism. In recent years, Iran's nuclear program has caused controversy. The U.S. and other countries believe Iran is trying to make nuclear weapons. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Iran has a new president, Hassan Rouhani. He was elected this year, and he appears to be reaching out to the U.S.
A tough, high-stakes call this week for Barack Obama at the U.N. Should he take a bold gamble and try and meet with the new president of a state that is pretty much against everything the U.S. stands for, Iran? After decades of animosity, America, the great Satan to Iran, and Iran, part of the U.S.'s old axis of evil, there may be a thaw afoot. As if to set that new tone, a very public invitation to meet came from Iran's president on Twitter. Hassan Rouhani said Sunday he was ready for dialogue without preconditions. While no meeting has been set, the White House is clear it may be time to talk if Iran is serious about giving up the desire the US says it has to make a nuclear bomb. Since he took office, Obama said he would welcome diplomacy with Iran.
We will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist.
But there are many, including U.S. ally Israel, that question how sincere Iran's diplomatic overture is and remind Washington of how just 1 year ago with the U.N. General Assembly, Iran's last president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, railed against the U.S. and Israel. There's been very limited diplomacy between Washington and Tehran since the U.S. embassy hostage crisis in 1979. But sanctions haven't yet forced Iran to drop its nuclear program, and the clock is ticking. Is Iran cracking under international pressure or playing for time? That will be tough to answer, even if Obama's bold enough to meet this man. Nick Payton-Walsh, CNN, New York.